Let's turn to the domestic political landscape, and I want to start with the story that deserves the most scrutiny. The Department of Justice reportedly and quietly removing bank fraud alerts from Jeffrey Epstein's files. According to the report, suspicious activity reports filed by TD Bank and Charles Schwab on an Epstein-owned offshore bank were taken down and reissued blank, meaning the financial red flags that investigators had documented were essentially erased from the record. This is not a routine administrative action. Suspicious activity reports are legal documents, and their modification raises questions about obstruction of an ongoing or potential future investigation.
The political context around Epstein documentation has become so charged that it's difficult to analyze cleanly, but that's exactly why the specifics matter. TD Bank and Charles Schwab both filed these reports through standard anti-money laundering processes. Those aren't generated casually. They require bank compliance officers to make determinations that transactions look suspicious enough to report to federal regulators. Having those reports altered or blanked out removes an evidentiary trail that is, by definition, supposed to be permanent.
The Vivek Ramaswamy story is in a very different category. Campaign finance allegations are more routine in American politics, but the specifics are worth noting. Ohio Democrats are accusing Ramaswamy of concealing $509,000 in spending from his gubernatorial campaign filings. For context, Ohio's gubernatorial race is being watched closely because Ramaswamy is trying to convert his national MAGA profile into statewide electoral success, and any finance irregularities could define that campaign early.
The DOJ's threat to prosecute election officials over non-citizen voting is the kind of move that sounds aggressive but needs to be understood in its enforcement reality. Non-citizen voting is already illegal under federal law. The question is how broadly the DOJ is defining the conduct it will target, and whether this is primarily a deterrent aimed at making election officials overly cautious about ballot access. The chilling effect on legitimate voters who might have documentation questions could be more consequential than any prosecutions themselves.
The birthright citizenship saga continues, with the White House calling the irony of the Balogun case asinine. Without getting into every detail of that specific case, the broader birthright citizenship debate has been percolating through the courts since Trump's executive order earlier this year. The Supreme Court has not issued a final ruling on the constitutional question, which is why we're still seeing this language from the White House. They're managing political narrative while litigation plays out.
Speaking of the Supreme Court, Barrett and Kagan testifying before Congress on July 14th is a notable institutional moment. Joint testimony from sitting justices before both House and Senate panels is genuinely rare, with the last such appearance 7 years ago. The framing of what they'll discuss matters. If it's about court ethics and transparency, that's one set of implications. If it bleeds into discussions of specific rulings, that raises separation of powers, concerns that members of both parties have historically taken seriously.
And the appeals court striking down Florida's Stop Woke Act is a clean First Amendment ruling with implications for a wave of similar legislation in Republican-controlled states. The 11th Circuit found the act violated free speech protections, specifically the compelled speech doctrine, and the reasoning in that opinion will be cited in challenges to analogous laws in other states. The Stop Woke Act had restricted what corporations and universities could teach about race and gender.
The Georgia special election disqualification adds another data point to the 2026 midterm picture. Tony Brown was removed from the ballot in the race to complete the late Representative David Scott's term in the 13th District, narrowing the field to 5 candidates. This is a majority black district that has been safely Democratic for decades, but the specific dynamics of a special election, lower turnout, more candidate fragmentation, can produce surprises. The July 28th date is close.
The CNN analysis on voter turnout trends in the House midterm battle is the macro frame for all of these individual races. Their modeling suggests that Democratic enthusiasm and turnout infrastructure is outpacing Republican ground game in enough competitive districts to threaten the current House majority. With the Big Beautiful Bill now through, and a series of contentious policy decisions accumulating, the historical pattern of midterm backlash against the party holding the White House is looking increasingly applicable.